This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. We've been reporting for some months, and long before I got here, before that, about a push by Merriwar residents to get a return and earn scheme set up in the town so they can responsibly get rid of, or recycle, I should say, their cans and bottles and, you know, get a little bit back for them, because at the end of the day, the end user of them, the recycling companies, do make some money out of recycling the stuff. Well, there was a visit to town not that long ago by the boss of Tomra Cleanaway, who are the company that provide the service across New South Wales, and it sounded very promising, and in fact, there were promises made. I want to find out if those promises have been kept, so the best person to find that out off is the president of the Merriwar Progress Association, and that is Steve Gowland. Steve, good morning.
Hello, Darren.
Good, mate. So you went away on a holiday to Queensland and came back. What's happened?
Well, just prior to me going away, as you said, the head of Tomra, the CEO of Tomra, the Clean Away Partnership, he came to Merriwar along with Dave Lazell and the Mayor and General Manager of Upper Council. We had a look at quite a few sites around town, potential sites to locate one of these reverse vending machines, and we came up with one that's the preferred one based on a whole stack of requirements of the machine and of the company that installs them, which is Tomra.
I believe out of that, Tomra and Council undertook to go away and do some due diligence and come back to you guys. So have they done that?
Yeah, what happened is Council's prepared some location maps based on where the preference is to put this machine. And Tomra, they're doing some engineering work to look into the logistics of actually installing this thing in the place. We're putting in a concrete pad and connecting to the electricity and stuff like that. But one of the overarching things was to ask the community what they thought about the actual location there, because at the end of the day, they're the ones that have to live with it there. And they've been calling for one of these machines to be installed for a long time now. So we've actually put copies of the maps the council provided on Merriwar Connect for people to comment on, and the comments so far has been excellent. We've had 50 likes on it and 24 positive comments. There's a couple of issues that have been raised which we're aware of, and they will be addressed. They'll be passed on to both council and Tomra Cleanaway to address.
For those that don't know, what is the location?
Well, the location is actually in the sports ground in Merriwar, not far from the sports at the squash courts. Actually, it's on council-owned land. Now, what they're proposing to do just initially is to set up a single unit. So whereby in Scone and Musselbrook there are dual units, type twos, one unit takes glass, another unit takes plastic and aluminium, what's going to happen in Merriwar to start with is that the glass would go on one side and the aluminium and plastic on the other. And I've been assured that should the demand require it, that they can install a second unit there.
What sort of frequency would they be looking at picking this up and cleaning it out?
Well, that's something quite interesting. I did look at the approximate number of or volume of containers, tried to do some sums myself, but I was way out. But especially just being a single machine, the CEO of Tomra Cleanaway seems to think that it might actually need to get emptied once a day, which means a truck running up from Newcastle or Sydney to empty the thing. But I suspect that in the first few weeks of the unit being installed, that it's going to get filled up pretty quickly, because there's a lot of people's drink containers stored at their property waiting to put them through this machine.
Okay, so just making a list here, Christmas presents. Okay, Steve Gowland, one calculator.
Look, I'd have to stress a couple of things. Number one, Tomra Cleanaway hasn't actually promised that they will put this thing in, but they're investigating it, and I'm reasonably confident that they will come to the party. Fingers crossed. We're as close as we ever have been to getting this thing installed. And the second thing I'd like to acknowledge is the assistance from David Lazell, our local member, in getting Tomra Cleanaway involved in this and actually getting them up to town here to have a look at the site and to look at our case.
How much longer are you taking feedback from the community on the location, etc.?
Look, I think we've got most of the comments in. The Progress Association is meeting, and if the members agree, then we'll send the results through to council and to Tom McLeanaway and ask them to consider those issues and to look at the timeline for actually hopefully getting something installed.
The best of luck with that, and we'll keep on top of it as well, and hopefully Tom McLeanaway do come back and say, yes, we're going to do it, and then it's just a matter of agreeing on how long it's going to take to actually happen. Steve Gowland, as always, a pleasure. Thank you very much for keeping us up to date.
Not a problem, Darren, and maybe this RBM can be a Christmas present to the people of Maribyrnong.
Yeah, while we're at it, we might buy the council a calculator too. Oh, that was a joke, but anyway. That's all right. They had a sense of humour the other night when I was at the council meetings. we'll see how we go. Thanks, Steve. Speak to you again soon.
Okay, then, Darren.
Steve Gowland there, who is the president of the Maribyrnong Progress Association on Hunter Valley today on 981 2NM.